problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Sloppy Joe is...
I saw the text today. I got a text from
You got
Anna
a video,
today.
Too.
A video.
Got a video.
That's right.
I don't know what sort of adhesive was on the toilet seat today, but there was a piece of stubborn toilet paper that, I mean, it was cemented on there. I mean, I was kicking it with my foot. I was scraping it, you know, back and forth with my heel on the toilet seat. This piece of toilet paper was not going anywhere. It was cemented into the seat.
That's concerning because what could that be? I don't know what that could possibly be in order to make that happen.
I have a few ideas.
Now, toilet paper, do you? Because I was thinking, of course, there's the, you know, old reliable of what do you do in the restroom? Pee-pee, poo-poo, maybe somehow they combine and form some sort of paste, I'm thinking. But even that seems unreasonable. There's no, I didn't really see any brown.
No.
You know, around.
You know what I saw, though?
What?
When I finally got it off, and I didn't really get most of it off. Some of it was still stuck to the seat, but I got, you know, some of the paper off. I examined a little bit closer, you know, in my rage in the bathroom, and there was like a film, kind of looked like algae, but brown-ish. Not super dark.
Okay.
Kind of like you were talking about, a combination of one and two that has somehow mixed together to form this very strong adhesive paste, film, really. And
wow.
I examined it, and needless to say, I was not happy, Will. Not happy at all.
I do not blame you, because that is very disturbing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get up after using the restroom and go, okay, I'm going to leave now when there's toilet paper stuck on there. It seems like she would go, oh, crap. I guess maybe in this occasion,
yeah.
I gotta clean this up a little bit. I don't know. I guess we determine then that it is the mixture of the two.
I think. It must be.
Maybe sweat, too. She's probably sweating.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sweating.
Yeah.
Oh, her butt sweating, her cheeks, you know, sweating all over the place. Then the mixture of all three substances, you know, come together and form this weird paste.
Mm.
So, and do you have, like, Clorox wipes in the...
I don't. And I felt like at that point, I was like, this is not my job. My job is not to clean a toilet seat. You know, I'll sell them horns. You know, I'll take them orders. I'll do stuff in the warehouse. I have no problem doing stuff. I don't think that I'm bigger or better than anyone. I will do whatever they need except clean that toilet bowl. Like, I just will not do it. If it was my own mess, that's a different story. But it never is, you know. So I told Will, and I'm going to do this if it's still there, you know, tomorrow or the next day. I'm going to write another note because that seemed to work for at least 6 to 8 months. And that note is still there. Like, the water from the sink has, like, it's, like, spoiled it, but it's still there. You can still see the note. So I feel like I just need to write a fresh one, Will.
It's possible. You know, it's funny, too, because you have Sloppy Joe. I have Snoozy McGee at my place. She's back. She had surgery. Back surgery, and she's now back at work, and we talked about this where I had to train her Pavlov's dog style to close the door after she makes boom booms because the smell permeates all through the office. We work in a small office, and she'll, you know, go, and then she'll spray the spray, and then she'll go, well, this is fine. I covered it up with the spray.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave the door open and let it air out. So, and then she would let it air out, and it took years of me working at this place to go, I should just close the door afterwards so I don't have to smell this. That would be a good idea. Full salt on my nasal passages every goddamn day for years. I can fix this. So I had to, over many weeks, train her, and she finally learned. Now, she got back last week. Guess what Snoozy has forgotten how to do?
Close the door.
Close the door after she makes twos. She doesn't do it anymore. But now, thank God, I got a comrade, a partner, to help me this time. One of my bosses is we're on patrol now. Whenever she goes in there, one of us is always ready to close the door, and I think it's already working because the past few days it's been okay. So we had to retrain her. At home, she must just blow her house out, man.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can you ask her to just close the door after she goes to the bathroom?
I could, but that's an embarrass. I don't want to embarrass her. It's an embarrassing
thing. Can you write a passive-aggressive note much like I did? No training required.
I feel like the way to go about it is to train her, because then I won't embarrass her. I won't call her out. It's a small office, you know? We got to work together.
Right.
We want a good working relationship. I don't want to shame her for her bowel movements. That's not okay. You know, she can't help it. She could help it. She could close the door.
Yeah.
That's how she could help it.
Right.
So that's what we're going to train her to do. And that's what we did. And it works. But she just had to relearn. And it was easier this time. Because
she's
relearned
there.
Because
okay.
I haven't smelled anything the past few days.
Nice.
And we've both been on top of it, me and Bill.
Beautiful.
We've been on top
Bill.
Of the whole thing. Yeah. The Bills have combined forces.
Beautiful.
So, you know, it's good. But it's just funny how this is happening
I know.
At the same
resurgence,
time.
You know?
Yeah.
They're forgetting. They're getting lazy because they haven't heard anyone get on their back. You know, no pun intended, because she did have a back surgery. Sloppy Joe was doing really well. She was doing really well. And then all of a sudden, today, out of nowhere, just paste, film, all over the place. And yeah. I feel like the note has washed away. You can barely read what it says, but it's still there. It is still there. I'm going to write a fresh one. And she'll have to understand and be respectful.
You got to get some disinfecting wipes in there for her so she can wipe down the seat.
That's a good idea.
Because in her defense too, if she doesn't have a way to clean it off, you know what is she supposed to do?
Well,
she could have done a little better.
There's definitely cleaning products there in the bathroom that she can use. Paper towels and cleaning products.
All right,
she can get it done.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a message from the government. Coronavirus is a national emergency, life-threatening for people of all ages everywhere in the UK. To help save lives, you must stay home. Only go outside for food, health reasons, daily exercise, or to work, but only if you cannot work from home. Stay home. Anyone can get it, and anyone can spread it. Stay home to help protect the NHS and frontline staff working to save lives. Coronavirus. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.